Okay, I can't continue. I just got into it here. Yeah, I was talking about decadence and the. And I think that's what we're seeing today. I mean, many with me, I guess. That same, you know, this big Western empire there, which we who are, you know, not over there at the edge of the West, especially, you know, I've been looking at the world from the Asia pretty much, where I've been pretty much. It doesn't look healthy. And when I look at the Fellini film Satyricon, it's like the same mood. Weird people dressed up in weird ways, and it's often very much sexually oriented, the whole thing. But also just being strange and different. I don't know exactly what it is, but you know, when you're young and you're just allowed to look and be and do what you want because you have money and all that, and you can go buy everything anywhere in the shops around you, and you find greatest civilization, you know, then what do you do? So I don't know, maybe it's the drugs they use. I think probably it could be that. Too much drugs, too much alcohol. Combined with, if I should really try and analyze it, this kind of, which I heard from a friend I have living over there, working as a psychologist and doing sexual education in schools there. She's Swedish and says, you know, you wouldn't believe it how uptight the Americans are about sex. Because we Swedes, and she knew that, we spoke about that because we, especially from the 70s, we're a much more relaxed view. I mean, I thought not, but compared to the Americans, we are much more relaxed, and I thought the Swedes were pretty uptight too. But you know, nudity and sex and this and that, bodily parts here and there, we learn about at school, and it's just the way things are. You know, what's more, we should learn about how to make love rather than fuck around, as Americans always call it. That word, you know, they use in every sentence over there. So anyway, the idea was, well, I gave the character design background here, but there should be some characters who really are representing those. So I can just look around on YouTube and imagery on the web and find different such kids. There are plenty of them. You see them everywhere in these videos, and probably then I won't find them anyway just because I want to look for them, but and then design some characters based on that. You know, you can have the girls with the big, strange plastic lips and the plastic boobs and everything plastic, and his eyebrows painted as if with ink pens. Felt markers, and so on, and the dress and the trashy pants and the, I don't know what they wear today. I mean, often I see over there, I'm talking America now, probably California is the worst, I'm not sure, The New Yorkers seem to be a little bit more classy. But you know, over there, the weather is warm and it's not. And sometimes the girls seem to go around almost naked in the clubs. I never saw that when I was hanging out in such places as when I was young. But in America, it's like, you know, bathing in beer and shots. We never did that in that way. When we thought our way of drinking alcohol was excessive. And they used to see this, you know, girls completely drunk, loitering around, falling over on the sidewalks and, you know, downtowns of some big American city, US city, and guys around there looked like they were just, you know, who am I gonna pick? So we can show that even such a street, you know, with that, and the homeless sleeping there, some tent in the alley leading in from that street. I mean, we could, I don't know, I'm just, could be there somewhere. And if we take this as an example now, how difficult would it be to construct such a street? Maybe not that difficult. It would be pretty cool as a project, actually, and such characters. I don't know why and how, but if we go on like that, construct little simple environments based on the reality of now, down on the street. You can have another one down on the street in Beijing and in India and Delhi and out in the countryside in my hometown and so on. Yeah, it could be pretty cool, maybe.